This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In addition to returns, another thing that happens around this time of year is lots of folks making resolutions for the new year. And many of those ambitious goals for 2022, of course, require yet another shopping trip. Or at least retailers hope so. There's a whole economy tied up in New Year's resolutions, but with COVID yet again throwing a wrench in our best laid plans, is anyone still in the mood to pay for self-improvement? Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
There's this concept in marketing called the fresh start effect. Basically, if you just buy this Thighmaster or self-help book, you can be a newer, better version of you. Omicron makes fresh starts a tougher sell this new year, says Grant Donnelly, a marketing professor at Ohio State.
There probably is some sort of consumer resentment or kind of pessimism around, you know, believing of what might be possible.
Still, he expects a New Year's bump for some pandemic-friendly brands. Donnelly wants to spend more quality time with friends in 2022. So instead of buying Scattergories for game night, he's looking into
Jackbox. It's like a virtual gaming system that allows you to connect with people.
Households often sort out their finances for New Year's, says Leanna Davini, a financial planner with Fidelity, a marketplace underwriter. She says financial goals for 2022 may be tied with another pandemic trend, quitting.
I had clients who said, you know, being home, I wanted to do a career change.
Shashi Belamconda's big goal for 2021 was travel. He hoped he'd be spending this holiday season in India. That never happened. He just tested positive for COVID this week. He's feeling okay, isolating in his home in Maryland.
No, I'm not making resolutions. The only resolution people should make is to get vaccinated and boosted.
Belamconda does think 2022 will feel more normal, but he's not buying plane tickets just yet. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.